Well, the Labour Party sent its heavyweights up to Scotland with the vote just around the corner. Leader Ed Miliband led the rallying cry for a no vote on Buchanan Street.
I am proud to be here with members of the Labour movement. We are here in solidarity because we are better together. And there is no better place to stand than by the statue of Donald Dewar, who 17 years ago to this day won the devolution referendum and a parliament for the people of Scotland.
The latest poll puts the No campaign ahead with just a slight lead. Here's East Renfrewshire MP Jim Murphy.
The momentum's coming back to us. There's a sense that that one opinion poll that had the Yes campaign in the lead has jolted a lot of no voters into being no activists, and it's jolted a lot of complacency out of some of the undecided voters.
I'm Jack Straw. I'm Member of Parliament for Blackburn here in wonderfully sunny Glasgow. I've known Alex Salmond for decades. He'll say anything. Well, what Alex Salmond has got to do, which he has never done, is explain why he's fabricating claims about privatisation in the NHS. Completely and utterly untrue. There is no way that Westminster could privatise the NHS. Mr Salmond needs to explain why he has partly privatised the NHS in Scotland himself.
In amongst the sea of no banners on the steps of the Royal Concert Hall, there were more than a few Yes posters to be seen as campaigners from both sides clashed in a war of words again.